This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited and offered prayers at Guruji Maharaj Temple at Anandpur Dham in Isagarh Tehsil, Ashoknagar district of Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister also visited the temple complex at Anandpur Dham. Participating in an event at the Anandpur Dham, Prime Minister Modi said, India has been a civilization of great sages.
Saathiyo, Sri Anandpur Dham mein aakar, aaj man abhibhoot hai. Abhi maine Guruji Maharaj ke mandir mein darshan kiye, waqai hriday aanand se bhar gaya. Saathiyo, jis bhoomi ka kan kan संतों की तपस्या से सींचा गया हो, जहां परमार्थ एक परंपरा बन चुका हो, जहां सेवा के संकल्प मानवता के कल्याण का पथ प्रशस्त करते हो, वो धरती साधारण नहीं है। और इसलिए हमारे संतों ने अशोक नगर के बारे में कहा था कि यहाँ शोक आने से डरता है। मुझे खुशी है कि आज यहाँ बैसाखी और श्री गुरु महाराज जी के अवतरण दिवस के उत्सव में मुझे शामिल होने का सौभाग्य मिला है। मैं इस पवित्र अवसर पर प्रथम पातशाही श्री श्री 108 श्री स्वामी अद्वैत आनंद जी महाराज और अन्य सभी पातशाही संतों को प्रणाम करता हूँ।
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones of 44 projects worth over 3,884 crore rupees at Mehdi Ganj in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. The projects include development in road infrastructure, electricity, education and tourism aimed at enhancing overall growth of the region. President Draupadi Murmu has departed for home after a successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. President Murmu attended an interactive session with members of the Indian business delegation in Bratislava, Slovakia, before departing for New Delhi. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said the government has enhanced the ease of doing business, improved the ease of living and built modern infrastructure through the Gati Shakti initiatives and forged a robust digital public infrastructure. Speaking at the Italy-India Business, Science and Technology Forum in New Delhi, he said these efforts have led to better governance and made India a more attractive business partner for the world. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting Ashwini Vaishnav said in Mumbai that Maharashtra holds a very important position in the economy emerging from the creative sector, and with the aim of maintaining this position in the era of rapidly changing technology, Waves 2025 is being organized in Mumbai. He was speaking to reporters after reviewing the preparations for Waves along with Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist was killed in an operation against terrorists by a joint security forces team in Kishtwar district today. Based on specific intelligence inputs, a joint search and destroy operation was launched on Wednesday in the Chatru forest area of the district, and contact was established late evening on the same day. One terrorist has so far been neutralized. The encounter is underway and more details are awaited. Another Hurriyat-affiliated organization, the Jammu and Kashmir Mass Movement, has rejected separatism, declaring its complete commitment to the unity of India. The death toll from the roof collapse at a popular nightclub in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, has risen to 221. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a strong note today following pause in reciprocal tariffs. The Indian markets shrugged off weak global cues, where sentiment remained subdued due to persistent concerns over trade uncertainty. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M. H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, CSK announced that former skipper Mahendra Singh Dhoni will replace full-time captain Ruthiraj Gaikwad for the remainder of the season. And with that, we end this news bulletin.